This morning, the U.S. House passed a reauthorization of the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. It insures more than 8 million low-income children. The program expired at the end of September and has left those kids and their families in limbo. The bill now moves on to the U.S. Senate. Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News, joins us now to break down what happened in the House and what's next for this bill. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. So what exactly does this bill do? Is it a straight reauthorization of CHIP?
Well, it is sort of a straight reauthorization of CHIP. Let us say that the reauthorization of CHIP part is non-controversial. It would reauthorize the program for 5 years. It would phase down some extra payments that CHIP got in the Affordable Care Act that everybody agreed were supposed to be temporary. It would also renew for 2 years funding for community health centers. That's not the part that has made this controversial. What has made it controversial is the way all of those things would be paid for, and that's why we saw basically a party line vote in the House.
So how would these things be paid for?
Well, the Republicans have a number of mechanisms. One of them is to take a lot of money out of the Public Health and Prevention Fund that was in the Affordable Care Act. That's been sort of their favorite piggy bank of the last few years. They would make people wealthier Medicare beneficiaries pay even more. They already pay more than other Medicare beneficiaries. They would increase that further, and they would shorten the grace period for people who have insurance through the Affordable Care Act. If they miss a payment, how soon insurers could basically cut off their insurance. None of those things are things that the Democrats are particularly fond of, and they wanted to continue to negotiate, you know, how to pay for the continuation of the CHIP program, and the Republicans decided to just go ahead anyway.
Well, given some of those controversies, what are the prospects for this bill once it crosses them all and gets to the Senate?
Well, there's already a bill in the Senate. It was introduced in September by the chairman and ranking Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee. In fact, the chairman, Orrin Hatch of Utah, is one of the original sponsors of the program back in 1997, so they want to do it. They actually passed it through committee already, but they hadn't gone through the process of trying to figure out how to pay for it. In the Senate, it's important to remember that the bill will need 60 votes. It's not like the House, where it can pass on a simple majority. If Democrats don't like it, they can filibuster it. So they're going to have to come up with some sort of bipartisan agreement, and then that's going to have to go back and repass the House. So there's some concern that this could drag out. By the time this finishes dragging out, that some of the states, including Arizona, who only have enough money to make it through the end of the year, might actually run out of money, and kids might actually be cut off of their insurance.
Yeah, as you say, there is some concern here. In fact, the governor recently has talked about maybe dipping into the state's rainy day fund to help pay for what's called kids care here in Arizona beyond the end of December, if need be. How dire is it for some of these states to get this reauthorization passed through both houses of Congress and signed by the president quickly?
Well, it's getting pretty dire. I mean, Congress didn't feel sort of the need to do this when the program expired on October 1st because most of the states had enough money to keep the program going for at least a while. It obviously varies by state. But now we're getting to the point where states are getting close enough to the end of their funding that they're having to send out notices to parents saying that your kid's insurance might be ending, which is just adding to the confusion of people. We're now in the middle of the open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act. You know, people are confused about whether that law still exists. It does, by the way. And sending out notices that CHIP might be ending would just contribute to what's already a very confused end-of-year healthcare insurance situation.
In all of the negotiations and figuring out what gets paid for and how it gets paid for, is there any talk of reimbursing states that have had to pony up their own money to cover this in the interim?
I haven't heard any yet. You know, the other thing that's going to happen is that states have to spend all this money to basically prepare to shut down the program. It varies by state, but most states have laws that, in addition to these notices, require them to do other things, and that costs money. And there's no nothing being talked about that states would get that money back. So it could end up with, you know, with millions of dollars basically being spent to shut down a program that, in the end, won't shut down.
Lots more to keep our eyes on with this. That's Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Anytime.